I'm Brianna McHenry.
And I'm Stephanie Della Porta, and we are your guides for the When in Bloom podcast.
Join us weekly as we include tips, tricks, and alignment tools that support us on our personal journeys,
bringing you back to the knowing that you have all that you need within you to bloom. Hello, you beautiful humans, and welcome back to our 15th episode. I can't believe it's 15 already, of the When in Bloom podcast. And today we are going to talk all about manifestation. I know we've been alluding to it in our last two episodes, but it's finally here. We're going to talk all things manifestation and really just about, you know, co-creating the life that you want, which seems to be a really big theme in our past couple episodes.
I'm so excited. I am literally obsessed with manifesting lately. And I was also thinking, like, when you were doing the intro, I was like, I wonder what we're going to do when we're like, welcome to episode 567. Like, are we all
can't wait for that?
Are we going to be that excited when we're like this random, really high number? I hope so.
I think we will be.
I think I'm surprised we didn't make a big deal out of like episode 11, like, or episode 22, but it's okay.
I'm really hoping that we get to that number to begin with. I see us getting there, and I'm going to be excited when we've reached it. It'll almost be as if, since we're talking about manifestation, that we've manifested that many episodes. It's like, Okay, perfect. We put it out in the universe. We're still going to be around, and I'm sure we'll have evolved on an individual level, which will also be reflected in the podcast at that point. So that'll be very, very exciting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good example of how simple manifesting is too.
Right? Didn't plan that.
I know, unplanned. Yeah, so I know that like people have different explanations of it though. Do you want to explain kind of how it feels for you?
That's a good question. It's so interesting because, you know, when you do certain workshops or courses or even journaling prompts and you're asked, you know, what have you manifested in your life? I always find that it's such a hard thing to answer. I like rack my brain thinking, okay, what worked and what didn't. And then as I was trying to think about what we talk about in this episode, I realized that literally everything is a manifestation in my life. It's not a specific thing. It's like whether or not we're conscious of it, we're constantly manifesting, which of course brings me back to the episode I just did all about your life as a painting and as a canvas, right? Where it's like, no matter what it is, you're the one holding the brush. You're the one manifesting everything in your life. So I look at manifestation as like the child of energetic creation, which is like your thoughts and beliefs. So it's like, the manifestation is the physical birthing process of your thoughts and your beliefs. Does that make sense?
That makes perfect sense.
But I also find it so interesting too. I've noticed a lot lately, even with myself, that most of us are really quick to like thank the universe for something that's quote unquote good that has manifested into our life. We see it as, oh, the universe has my back. Look at what I manifested. It's amazing. Like, I'm so good at this. But on the other end of the spectrum, when we manifest something or something happens to us that is not so quote unquote good, or it's quote bad, we jump right to the conclusion of, oh, this must be a lesson from the universe. Something, I must've done something wrong. Something bad's happening to me. And I heard this from Akashic Records reader, Andrea Hess, and it resonated with me that the universe doesn't really take sides. Even in manifestation, like it doesn't purposefully think, I'm going to send you a new lesson now, or like, I'm going to now send you something really good. It's like the laws of the universe to me are set up so that you get what you give, which goes back to like the law of karma or the law of attraction, which is really just reflecting the notion that you receive what you put out, whether it's negative or positive is entirely up to you, going back to you holding the brush and having the free will to create your own life. So then it comes back to like conscious responsibility of what you're creating or manifesting in your life. So that's kind of like how I see manifestation. I mean, it's, we've gotten so lost in terms like law of attraction and law of karma and only thinking positive thoughts. And it's like, there's so much more to that because the universe isn't sitting around being like, oh, you know, you're being really good today. So I feel like I might throw something else at you. You know what I mean? Because a lot of people look at something that is negative in their life as being a lesson always. If they just jump right to, well, the universe is sending me a lesson. But I just want to say that, like, if we are the universe, are we not creating those lessons as the universe itself?
Mm-hmm. And sometimes the lesson is a gift.
Yes.
Like, it doesn't have to be this big, hard lesson. Like, I literally have been going through like a really tough time, not right now, but in the past. And I asked, like, what is it that I'm supposed, like, what is it that I'm trying to learn? And I think, I feel like I talk about this all the time, but the answer is self-love. Like, you, when you need to learn something, it's going to come in like the easiest way for you to learn it. And I so agree that, I don't know, my whole thing with manifesting is that we're always doing it. And I was at like a little spiritual conference that was online. I had it playing in the background all day last week. And someone said that he doesn't like to use the word manifest. He likes to use the word create. So he says, I am creating this. And I was like, yeah, that's 100% how I feel. I am co-creating. So it's like me and the universe working together to create exactly what it is that I want. But I actually like using the word manifest because it gets people's attention. Like if I was like, oh, I created this, I feel like people still have it in their mind that like it's something that I'm physically creating like all by myself. So I kind of use the word manifest to grab people's attention. And then I'll draw them in. I'll be like, hey, guess what? You're in charge of this and you're creating this with others.
Because as we were talking, I thought of the idea of how we are so indoctrinated as a society to believe that someone is making decisions for us. Like there's someone in the clouds, you know, giving you, like sitting above you, judging everything that you do and like sort of you're receiving accordingly, right? But I love how you said that. That's what it's about. It's about co-creating. You, technically, you are your own judge if you want to think of someone sitting on the clouds, you know, like kind of dishing out whatever you're giving out. But it really comes back to that sort of conscious responsibility where you are also, as the universe, creating your life. It's like we tend to give our power away to, you know, spirit guides and angels and intergalactic beings and, you know, what insert whatever there without realizing that if we are the universe, the power is within us. So we're the ones responsible for a lot of the things we're manifesting, if not everything in our life. So I love that. That was beautifully said, Bri.
Thank you. Yeah, literally 100%. And the other thing is like with, yeah, being powerful, our power has been taken away. Like literally from the moment you are born, your power is taken away. Actually, like before you're even born, literally like when you're conceived, they're like, let's take some of that power. And it's so empowering to step into your power as a creator of your life. And in every single moment of your life or of your day, you have the like conscious opportunity to shift what your future is going to be like. So if I wake up in a really bad mood and it's something silly, like it's not something that I fully have to move through and sit with and feel, I can say, what can I do right now to shift this, to manifest something different in my day?
That's exactly it. And, you know, I was actually just thinking about just what you said. And when I was meditating this morning and I was connecting to my guides, I say, honestly, when I say meditation, it's really synonymous with just connecting to the spiritual realm. I mean, generally, I don't sit there and meditate and not say anything. It's like a conversation in my head. Because let's be honest, this is why we have a podcast. I can't stop talking. So it doesn't stop when my eyes are closed. So I was sitting there this morning and I was thinking, where is there like, where do we talk about happy triggers? Because there's so much conversation about shadow triggers and trauma triggers, but what about designing triggers that make you happy, that like bring you from a low vibrational state to a higher one, which I think is so essential for manifesting or co-creating, whatever term now that resonates with you. And it's like setting up a trigger, like a certain song or a movie or a certain scene in your mind, or even a piece of artwork that triggers those feelings in you, you know, of the life that you want to create. So it's so interesting. I was thinking about that this morning and I thought, why don't we ever talk about like happy triggers? There's so much conversation and it's very important to have the conversation about, you know, shadow triggers and trauma triggers and healing that and working through that. How about we also set up triggers that are happy and make us feel like in a good manifesting, co-creating vibrational state.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's so important. I love that you brought that up because I actually have that as a topic to talk about. And it's about like, if the example that was given to me is co-creating joy, if you want to bring joy into your life, you have to find joy in your life. Like you have to lean into those moments. And the same thing, if you're trying to manifest abundance, you have to lean into all areas of abundance in your life, like all of those positive things in your life.
That is so good. Yes, that's exactly it. That's so funny. I always find that me and you generally, when we do an episode, we don't know what the other person is really going to say. And a lot of the times we end up reflecting back what the other person was going to talk about or had notes on. And it's just so powerful. That's co-creating right there, everyone.
And
right
there. I got this message like a month or two ago. Let me pull it up and I will share it. It's from June 13th of 2021. So that's what, about a month ago. And then I channeled this from the Akashic Records. They're saying joy. So really lean into those feelings of joy and really, really own them and accept them and know that they're yours and that they do not belong to anyone else and that you are worthy of them. And you are experiencing these feelings because they are here for you and they're not here for anyone else. They are not here to be taken from you. They are here for you to experience, for you to grow with, for you to create with. This is what we mean when we say co-create. You are co-creating with the feeling and the essence of joy. So if you want to bring more joy, if you want to create more joy in your life, lean into the feeling of joy. And that is signaling the universe that you want to bring more joy into your life. And then that is how you may bring the joy and the abundance into your life. So it's like you and the thing that you are manifesting are creating it together. So if I'm sitting here creating more joy, I'm literally working with joy. We're best friends. We're bringing it in.
Yeah. And that's where you need those happy triggers. What set up triggers that bring you joy and you'll be just co-creating with that energy.
Yeah, I find it really important to do things from your childhood that you really love doing. And once I started doing that and leaning back into that childlike just joy and acceptance is when I really started manifesting the change in which I really wanted in my life.
I actually remember us doing an episode on this, but you spoke of this in another episode too, where we talked about looking at the world as a playground, like through the eyes of a child. And that really comes back to what you were saying about joy. And I know a lot of people, if you ask them, they don't know what they like to do as a child. I almost feel like it was programmed out of us, but we're really still these children in adult bodies. Like, it's not like we lose the child and it's just, oh, we're all of a sudden adults, you know, we're just children in adult bodies. So it's just coming back to that space of what used to bring you joy. And it could literally just be laying in the sun and taking in the sun rays, right? As simple as that. Yeah. Like, it doesn't have to be complicated.
It's so funny too, because like how you said, it's like, we're just children. We are children in adult bodies. Like literally nothing changes, but it absolutely has to be conditioned out of us, because right now when I see adults acting like hurt children. I don't ever see adults acting like happy children.
Oh, That's such a good point. That was good.
Yeah. All right. So let's talk about some fun ways to manifest.
You've got so much wisdom on this. So take it away, Brianna.
Thank you. Sorry. I've been like really into manifesting lately and kind of figuring it out. When I first started manifesting, though, I started manifesting with the moon. Have you ever manifested with the moon?
Oh, yeah. I actually picked up a book in Australia when I was living in Australia, and it was Moonology by Yasmin Boland.
Oh, yeah. What I did when I was manifesting with the moon is I did new moon rituals. So with the new moon, that's when you want to set your intention. That's when you really want to put it out there into the world of what it is that you want to manifest and what it is that you want to create. So when I was working with the moon at first, honestly, that's all I did is I would like put it out there come the new moon. And then I would wait for the full moon or for the next full moon in 6 months. Because typically that's like in the manifestation period when you do it with the moon. So if you manifest with the, let's say, Pisces new moon, then you can expect the manifestation to like kind of see it. With the Virgo full moon that happens after in the same cycle, or then you can expect to see it with the Pisces full moon that happens in like September when we're in Virgo season. So starting out, that's how I did it. And then I got a little bit more into it. So I would look at the coinciding moon. So we just had a new moon in Cancer, and Cancer is all about like your home life and your family. So I would look at what it is that I want to manifest around my home and my family and this like happy little bubble that I've created, my nice little shell. And then that's where I would set my intention on. So I would use the energy from Cancer to kind of manifest something that coincides with it. And then the same thing with like the following moons.
I was actually just thinking too, that for those that are into astrology, you can also look at, if you're going to try out Brianna's way, I would say that also look at the house that moon is in your own astrological chart, because that's kind of like the stage of your life that plays out in. So there might even be something that you want to work on there. Like for myself, Cancers, I don't know about you, Brie, but this Cancer moon has been really activating for me. It's all, like you said, it's all about like home and family. Well, mine is kind of part of the 12th and the first. So that's okay. Like very deep. Yeah, that's like, no wonder I've been feeling so isolated.
Oh, that's so funny. Yep.
Yeah, right. And there's been a lot of endings. It's so interesting because it balances my 12th and my first house. And it's like, my 12th house is about endings and my first house is about like beginnings. So it's very strange.
Oh my God.
Right? No, you know, I've been feeling like, no wonder my world's been feeling really unsettled lately. See, it's very important to look at the houses that the moon falls in.
Yeah. And this new moon, I feel for me, has been kind of like a cleansing and a release of all of the energy that has been built up from like the very beginning of eclipse season. And it's finally like starting to ease up for me now.
Yeah, that eclipse energy was strong. My rising is also in Cancer, and so is my Chiron.
Oh my God.
So my Chiron is in the house of like family, you know? Yeah. So I won't go into this on this podcast because it's personal, but you know, I've been dealing with a lot of different situations with both sides of my family. So my husband's family, my family. So like, it's just, it's really interesting how this is playing out. See, as above, so below, everyone. It's really important sometimes to know what's going on in the sky.
I know. And I'm wondering if you're clearing something that was kind of in your life from childhood too, since it's hitting your Chiron.
Yeah. Yeah. I wouldn't even doubt that, which makes sense because I'm trying to manifest a new beginning in another province. We're about to hit the road, right, to move to British Columbia. So it's interesting that all of this is coming up now, which I guess makes sense for the endings part because we're going to be on to a new beginning.
Yeah, it's so funny. I just heard you have to let it go in order for like, you have to let go of that. Basically, the universe is making room for your new beginnings. And when I heard that and thought that, I got like immediate goosebumps. And then I looked back at the notes for something that I wanted to say earlier and I wrote Lego. So yeah, I think you're just letting it go of this past stuff.
Thank you, universe. And thank you for speaking through Brianna. Thank you for being such a clear channel, because that's definitely for me.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's what I do.
I love that we can do that for each other. Our messages sometimes that we get, if anyone's listened to previous episodes, I think the message is for me, and then I'll share it with you and you'll say, no, I'm pretty sure that was for me. Like, probably.
Yeah, also for me. I love it.
And I know too, you know, going back to manifestation, you can use that for so many different things. So I know a lot of things. Actually, wait, before I start, Brianna, did you want to say more about that, or did you have another process that you wanted?
Only other process that I know about, and I do not know that much about. So this is something that you're going to have to Google and look it up on your own. But you can manifest with using your human design chart. You can be like a certain type of manifester. Like, I'm a specific manifester, and it's one of your arrows in your human design chart. And then you just look to see if it's pointing to the right or pointing to the left, but I'm sure you could just look it up.
Yeah. I'm specific as well. That's such a good tip to give to people though, because it's something so easy and something you can find on your own. So, and it's just knowing how you manifest. So when Brianna says like specific or general, it means that for those that are really specific manifestors, you have to really detail everything out. Like, if you want a certain house, you got to know how many bedrooms you're going to have, what you want the driveway to look like, how you want your kitchen to be styled. It's like the more detailed you can get, the better. I don't want to say the better, but I am going to use that word because I am not a human thesaurus and I can't think of another word. The better that your manifestation will kind of become what you desire. And if you're more a general manifester, you can be really general. You could just say, hey, I want a car by next week, or I want a house that's going to, you know, sell for, or I want my house to sell for this amount of money, or like, you know, whereas people like me and Brianna that are specific manifestors, we would have to, you know, really go into like a detailed sort of plan to tell the universe exactly what we want. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the issue too. Well, not the issue, but the challenge, right? Is knowing what you want. Most people don't know what they want. They know what they don't want, but they don't know what they want. And I am so guilty of this. Like my partner, Justin, he'll ask me, you know, okay, well, what is it that you want? And I'm like, I don't even know. Like, I just don't want this or that. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's like me. I never know what I want. And I'm so indecisive. I'm literally like, whatever you want is good for me.
Yeah. The same way.
Yeah. So also real quick, I looked it up. I just Googled it. So that way you guys don't have to.
You're so good.
It's the bottom right arrow in your human design chart. And so if your arrow is facing left, you are a specific manifester. And if your arrow is facing right, then you're a general manifester.
Yeah. And these are the four arrows beside your head, beside the diagram where the head is. And you'll have two on the left and two on the right. But yeah, no, I was going to say earlier, I know for a lot of people that I find, especially now, you know, with everything going on, people are feeling really isolated. And I keep hearing from people, like people have told me that they really just want to manifest a partner. Have you heard that too? Like, I've been hearing that a lot lately. It's either like financial abundance and a partnership. I find that they're coming up a lot. And I just wanted to offer this to people because I legit totally manifested Justin, my partner. And not many people actually know the real story of how we met. But basically, about a week and a half before he finally said his first word to me, after weeks of, I'm going to be honest, he was totally staring at me at the gym, because we met at the gym. He worked at the gym, and I know he was staring at me, you know, for a few weeks. And okay, I was staring back at him. I mean, he's hot. I couldn't help it. So I was tying up some loose ends from like past relationships. And I had said some goodbyes to specific lovers without any intention of looking back. And I was kind of ready to put my past behind me and allow myself to be open to romantic love. to sort of stop running from what could ultimately turn out amazing, like I had done my whole life, because I was definitely that girl that became a little bit bitter. I had a pretty absent father in my childhood, so my relationship with men wasn't very strong. In all honesty, we learn about the world through our parents first. And if we don't have present parents, you know, it ends up really affecting your relationships later on in life. And I definitely know that. I mean, look, my Chiron's in Cancer. That's just that's the story of my life. So anyways, to prove to myself that I was ready for love again, I opened my heart to the universe and I asked all obstacles between me and true love to be removed. So I'm going to give you this short little practice that did work for me, and it has worked for other people I've given it to. So I don't know. I'm not saying it'll work for everyone, but if you keep your heart open, it just might. So I was living in a basement apartment at the time that I was renting. I was renting it and I was living by myself. And so I gathered a white candle, a white piece of paper and a pen. And on this paper, all I wrote was, I wish all obstacles that stand between me and true love to be removed with harm to none. And then I set the paper on fire, believing that the obstacles would disappear as the smoke started to fill the room. So I left the paper turning to nothing but ashes. And I will put a disclaimer here. Please do this in a safe place. Do not set your house on fire. Just be aware of, you know, watch the flame and make sure you're letting it go out in a safe place. Like it could even be in a metal sink or, you know, a metal pot. Don't leave it on any flammable surfaces. And literally after I did that, a week and a half later, Justin finally spoke to me, although he did take his time pursuing me like a true gentleman. And we've been together ever since. I mean, we've been together 8 years now. So yeah, I just want to put that out there. If you try it, please let me know, because everyone I've ever given it to always ends up telling, like I always end up seeing on Instagram, like a month later, a couple weeks later that they, you know, they found someone. So yeah, it's possible. You can manifest and create your reality, including partnerships.
I love that. That's so cute.
Yeah, not many people know that, but I totally did that.
That's so funny. When you were telling that story, I was like, yeah, I guess I kind of manifested my partnership too. But like the exact opposite of you in true us fashion.
Do you have anything else that you wanted to talk about? That was such a beautiful little ritual for manifesting love. And I know so many people recently in a lot of readings that I've been doing, love has been coming up. So I'm going to be excited to share that with them.
Yeah, I can tell you it works. If you keep an open heart, it works. It worked for me and it worked for like everybody I've given it to so far. And I don't give it to many people. So it's just, if they ask me, you know, it's the projector life, right? If I'm invited and someone asks me for it, then I'll tell you what I did. But yeah, it's almost like, I guess, what I'll say to that too, actually, is that that's just such a beautiful example of, you know, it's more than just thoughts become things, which is what we're taught in the law of attraction. And I know many people are really, really stuck on that word and that specific concept. But yes, it starts in the mind first with that intention or that desire, but there needs to be an actionable physical step that you take towards that desire. So for example, like if you want to win the lottery, but you never buy a ticket. Another example, just to kind of give you a visual, is that, which is actually not far from the truth for me, but so I want to be an artist, okay? And I want to make a living selling my paintings from my online store. I need to actually create things in order to be able to sell it. Like I won't just wake up one morning and, oh, look, I have a store magically and there's paintings there that I've never painted before, you know? So I think there's a really fine line between manifesting with ease, but also doing the work, which means like taking action. So like if you're waiting on the universe to magically manifest something, you also need to remember that you are the universe. So in essence, you need to have a hand in manifesting what you desire, which I believe requires some sort of physical action.
So I think in your situation, like, yes, you have to do the action of painting. The ease can show up as inspiration, and it can also show up as a feeling of like, you don't have to do something. So it like will show up easily in the way of you don't feel obligated to do it. You don't feel like I absolutely have to do this. Like, do you ever feel like, oh my God, it's Monday, so I have to paint? And even though like when you aren't inspired to paint.
Yeah, I totally get what you're saying. I can't even lie about that. I do have those days. But I understand what you're saying. So it's more like, I guess, getting into the vibration of ease in order to manifest.
Yes. So it's like the universe magically manifests inspiration, and it magically, I love the word magic, but so it magically manifests time for you to want to be creative, and it manifests in a space of like a creative space for you and a creative flow for you. So it doesn't feel like it's something that you need to be doing. It's just something that you're doing.
Yeah. See, that's perfect but after I get that, so that ease of inspiration, I still need to actually paint it. Do you see what I mean? Like, so yeah, that might be the first step, but I believe that like there needs to be a second step. So let's say even for like what we're just talking about with manifesting a partner, you know, you have people that just stay at home and never leave their house. They won't go on any dating sites. They won't go on any social sites, but somehow they just expect the postman to drop off a partner to their front door. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's like, you still need to do something, whether it's talking to someone and they introduce you to a friend, you know, or signing up for a dating site or going to the grocery store even, or a gym so you can meet this person. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's like there still needs to be you like work, not working towards it, but taking some sort of action so that you can actualize the manifestation, because you can't bring it into the physical, you know, unless you actually take action on it. Does that make sense?
So from my perspective is you don't have to do anything except for like set your intention, release like limiting beliefs that you have around it, release how it's going to come to you. And then you just take action on your messages.
Yes.
So your message is to do this. So your message is like to go to the coffee shop. Your message is to start doing something. And so like for me, taking action on your message isn't really doing anything. It's just kind of being in that flow and that state of things. And that's how it gets done.
Yeah, I love that. Okay. No, it's interesting because it sounds like we're talking about two different things, but we're actually talking about
saying the same thing in two different ways. I love it. So I like the way, so for me, how I'm saying it works better, like for me and how I'm manifesting, because it removes the belief that I have to do like a bunch of stuff in order to get something. Like if I want to manifest more readings, I think like, oh, I have to put myself out there and I have to like constantly be doing this and that. But what I need to be doing is letting go of it and allowing it to come to me however it does. And that might look like me getting the message or the idea of, oh, I should put this online. Oh, I should make this. Oh, I should do that. But it's not me forcing it. So I'm not forcing how it comes. I'm flowing with the messages as they're coming in.
Yeah, I totally get that. So I get that, I guess, what you were saying then, in terms of my analogy, which is also my life, of creating art to sell it, in order to manifest that, I get what you're saying. It's like not coming from this place of, well, I have to get this painting done now, or I have to do 5 a week, or I have to do, you know, 10 a month. It's just going with the flow and feeling into what feels right.
Right. So even that, I would take it as your intention is I'm going to have a really successful online shop for where I sell my art. And every time you have a thought that comes in that is like your ego. So anytime your ego comes in and it's like, oh, you can't do that. Or, oh, you have to be like doing, you have to be painting like 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. because we have a societal belief that we need to work from 9 to 5, which obviously is not true. But it's in those moments where your ego is coming in and telling you that you need to be doing some, like, where your ego will tell you that you need to be doing more, and you need to be doing more when you don't feel like it, when you're not embodying it. And so that's when you need to just take a moment and listen to your message and kind of embody what comes in. So you're manifesting a successful art store, and it doesn't matter how it comes to you. You're not in charge of how it comes to you. It's literally going to be like sprinkled, like the universe is going to sprinkle it onto you in forms of your messages throughout the day, which one day you can be like, oh, you know what? I feel like I really want to paint a sunflower. And you just have that quick little thought and it feels good. And then while you were painting that sunflower, that in itself felt amazing. And then you put that on your store. And then you sell like a crazy amount of prints on that. And then people love that one painting so much. It's like, that's how people get drawn to you. So it can come in these like really surprising ways that you wouldn't necessarily expect.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. So it's letting go of attachment to the outcome and just being in flow, because it goes back to the universe will give you what you're putting out. And you're right. If I'm painting from this place of lack, because that's what it is, right? I would be forced to like, or I'm forcing myself when I'm not in flow and not in alignment to be painting a bunch of things at once, because like you said, we've got this, the conditioning and the programming to, you know, that we have to work a certain amount of hours. We have to do more all the time to see more results. And yeah, no, I totally get what you're saying. It's just, if I'm painting from that place of obligation and lack, then that's the energy I'm going to get back. I'm not necessarily going to get back more abundance, because that's not the energy I'm putting behind the action.
Yes.
Okay. Got it. See, we're saying the same things.
The same thing in different ways, which is helpful because people's it's a lot of it has to do with your perspective, which I don't know if I brought this up or you brought this up, but it's really important to focus on where you energetically are manifesting from. I know you just said it.
Yeah, we both talked about it, I think, a little bit earlier.
Yeah, maybe we should.
I love that, eh? It always circles back to like what we said at the beginning. This always happens.
So to just clarify on where you're energetically manifesting from, you definitely want to manifest from a place of ease, joy, love, growth. So you don't really want to, sometimes I'll manifest from a place of like ego, like where my mind or my ego will tell me I want a certain thing. And I'll be like, okay, this is what I'm going to get, but it's not necessarily what my soul wants. So it's always good to kind of get quiet and ask, like on a deeper level, what is it that I actually want to be manifesting? And then start manifesting from those feelings.
You just have a way with words. I get it. But that actually, that reminds me, well, not reminds me, but it's going back to about how I was talking about like happy triggers. And you're right. That'll put you like right into that place that you need to be, right? And I thought of something because people always ask me, you know, well, how did you sell everything and go and live in Australia for 2 years? What did you do? How did you know things were going to work out when you didn't have a job and that sort of stuff? And I can tell you as an example of like a happy trigger, me and my partner, so me and Justin, I'm just going to start saying Justin, because I feel like you all are going to know who he is, the amount of times I talk about him. I was thinking about how we moved to Australia and we were just on a vacation at the Dominican Republic at one time, and we were sitting by the beach and we looked at each other and we looked at the waves and we thought, why can't we do this every day? We're tired of our 9 to 5. Like I worked as a courtroom clerk. I was working for the government. I was about to be a police officer. That's a whole different story there. So anyways, we were sitting on this beach. And as soon as we came back, we couldn't shake this. Like this feeling of wanting to be near the ocean. So we actually bought one of those noisemakers, and one of the settings on there was the ocean sound. So we would play that every night as we fell asleep. And I'm telling you, when we made the decision to go to Australia, the first place we manifested a job and we lived on was an island. So we were hearing the sound of waves like all the time. So that's an example of a happy trigger.
Yeah, that's so beautiful. And that's like manifesting while you sleep. See, that's super duper manifesting with ease. You're like, I just listened to ocean music and then ta-da.
Actually, that's what we're doing now too, because we're moving to BC to be near the ocean and we listen to the same sounds every day.
I love that. Yeah, that's right. Also, yeah. That's another good example of like also the universe supporting you, like by taking this jump and this leap. I call it like a trust fall. Like you're trusting, you're just kind of like going all in, and the universe is just gently bringing you exactly where you need to be.
Oh my God. You literally, the word leap was what I was just going to talk about next, because I just thought of something. Can you stop telepathically linking to me? Just kidding. Keep doing it.
I literally cannot stop. I've been doing it with everyone, even my mom's dog, like hardcore. I can't stop.
I love it.
And everyone now too, even people that like just random people.
Because what I was going to say was that, you know, this reminder of, and I keep getting the message myself, that life bends for the courageous. So it really is, like you said, it's about leaping into the unknown, which is, I see it as like the creative void, the energetic place or realm where all things are planted before physical manifestation. So those are the seeds. And then, you know, the manifestation is the bloom. Of course, I had to throw that in there. And, you know, and it's scary to be courageous and to trust in the journey and the unfolding of your life. But to be courageous doesn't mean that you don't hold fear around leaping into the unknown. Actually, in fact, fear needs to be present in order for there to be courage, because courage is literally the ability to do something that frightens you. So it's taking that fear, alchemizing that fear into action. So keep leaping. Leap into the unknown.
Yes, please.
Leap with me.
Yeah, and leap with me as well, because it is
hold our hands.
The best. Yeah, let's just all go together. It's really my favorite part. And I might sound like a crazy person, but I can really see things from a different perspective. So I can see someone in like a terrible situation and I'm like getting excited almost. Cause I'm like, you're being forced like to trust and to lean in, and you have no other option. And like the universe is like, nope, we're going. And the universe is just like pushing you off the cliff and like gently catching you and bringing you exactly where you need to be. So sometimes those like rock bottom moments or feelings in your life are really, in the long run, they end up being really beautiful moments. And I am always it's always really easy for me to see that, especially with when I'm like looking at other people's situations.
I can see you doing that, but it's good. I mean, it's not necessarily, I hate to use the word good and bad, but it's not necessarily a bad thing that you can see that.
It's my Pluto in Scorpio and like my Scorpio rising. It's all that deep subconscious stuff. So I can see things that other people can't.
Oh my God. Don't even get me started. My Pluto, my Mercury, and my Sun are all in Scorpio. So I get it. No, I get it. This is probably another reason why me and you connect so well, because we can look at something and be like, hey, it's okay. You know, you're just going from the caterpillar to the butterfly, and it's going to be gooey and it's going to be messy and it's not going to be like beautiful. Because if you think about a caterpillar going, transforming, metamorphosizing into a butterfly, it literally turns to goo. Like in the cocoon, like every single thing about it changes. So that's, if you think about it, that's like the rock bottom of a butterfly, because you're literally just like goo. Like that's it, you know, but then it turns into something so beautiful. And it's all about really trusting your journey and taking that leap right into the unknown and just trusting that, hey, I'm going to come out a butterfly after all of this. So it's all good.
I love that. Really quickly, I want to share kind of my manifesting formula too. And for me, it's almost like the missing link was my limiting beliefs that I was holding on to, and that what I was trying to create. So on a subconscious level, I believed I couldn't have that, or I believed I wasn't allowed to. And like an example of limiting beliefs is that having money is bad. Because if we're trying to manifest financial abundance in our life and we're holding on to this belief that I'm going to be a bad person if I have money, I'm not like I'm subconsciously holding myself back from manifesting it. Or I also have a lot of, sometimes I've had people in my life say, I would never spend that much money on something. And it's like, why? Like, if you want it, get it. And I think that's another belief that we have, that we aren't supposed to have nice things, or you can't be spiritual and have like a nice car or an expensive phone. And I think we can get really caught up in those beliefs. So when you're looking to manifest something, you can say, you can just ask yourself, what beliefs am I holding around this manifestation that's kind of keeping it from coming? And then when you find that belief, you can just ask for it to be released. So that's my number one step. Of course it is, doing belief work. And then, of course, you want to set the intention of what it is that you're manifesting, and you want to release any conditions you have surrounding it. So you want to release like how it's going to come to you. So if I want to manifest a new phone, let's say I want like the new iPhone or something, which I do because the new iPhone is small and I really want a small phone. I cannot stand my big phone. So I'm trying to manifest a smaller iPhone. And that's all I do. I say, universe, bring me a smaller iPhone. And then I find any beliefs I'm holding around that, and I release them. And then I release the conditions on how the phone is going to get to me. So the mantra that I was using, or that I use, is I'm not in charge of how it gets to me. So I want a new iPhone. I'm not in charge of how it gets to me. And then eventually it will come to me in little forms of breadcrumbs. And then I also release expectations. So release how the phone gets to you. And an example of like a condition is, I will be happy when, or I will have a new iPhone when I have extra money. And you putting that frequency onto it, is that condition is what's holding your manifestation back from coming. So let go of that condition of, I'll have this when this, or I'll have this when that. And then releasing the expectations looks like just releasing how it even gets to you. You're not in charge of it. You're just in charge of what it is that you want at the end. And going back to how you manifest in human design, for me, it would look like me getting that new teeny tiny iPhone. And then for someone else, it could look like, I just want to manifest a new phone, and then them just getting a new phone and it not being that specific.
I love that your example is the small iPhone. I'm going to be honest, I don't even know what that looks like. I didn't even know there was a new iPhone coming out. I don't really even pay attention to that stuff. I love that you use that.
I don't know if it's new. I just know that it's smaller. And that's what I really care about, is getting a small phone. But I use the iPhone as an example because that's something that someone is probably holding a belief around, that like, I can't be spiritual and have the new iPhone.
I know what you mean. And that just kind of goes back to conditions and expectations of, and basically labeling yourself as one thing and thinking that what you desire, what you want to manifest, isn't the right thing. You know what I mean? Based on like being seen or judged a certain way, like how you just said, you know, what did you just say about being spiritual?
You can't be spiritual and have a new iPhone.
Yeah, there we go. So yeah, that's totally a belief. Because, or even just wanting more money.
Yeah.
Wanting to be financially abundant, because money is, in a lot of different cultures, especially religious cultures, is that money is the root of all evil. So we've already attached this negative energetic vibration to even the idea of money itself and wanting abundance.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's good that, I'm glad that you use that example, because that's definitely a limiting belief as well, and something that needs to be reprogrammed.
Yeah. Another thing is that you have to give in order to receive. So you also have to think about, where in your life can you give your energy to others? Because when you give, it kind of creates that space for it to come back, for you to receive something. So you got to open up the space.
That's so good. Yeah, that's good. I don't even think I have anything to add to that.
Yeah.
All right. So I hope this episode's been very informative for all of you, because it's so interesting. We come here to this space of the podcast to share wisdom, but I also end up learning so much also from Brianna, and then like just downloads that always seem to just come through as we record. And I think this week we're going to do something a little bit different, and we're actually going to put the brush back in your hand, so to speak, and give you a little bit of homework to do. So Brianna just offered that amazing formula for you to start practicing your manifestation. So that's one of the homework, but also I want you to really get quiet, go inside of yourself and ask yourself, what are happy triggers for you? Like to just start putting those triggers in place, whether it's a certain song that just makes you feel like, oh, this is the life that I want, or even a certain piece of art, you know, what, like a picture of the ocean, an abstract painting or something like that, or buying a noisemaker, you know, and listening to the rainfall or listening to the sounds of nature, you know, because you want to live in a forest and you want a little cabin in the forest, just something like that, something very simple. And to just start sort of designing your happy triggers so that when you're feeling in this low vibrational state, you can tap into that and remember the reality that you want to create, that you want to manifest.
Yes. And while you are manifesting, please feel free to let us know what you're manifesting. So we will have a post on Instagram and we'll put a post on TikTok, and we would love to hear anything or all things that you're manifesting and how they're coming your way. And with that, we will see you all next week.
Happy manifesting.
Thank you.